What stick had he got? He's got him! Tye with the hat-trick, and doesn't he love it? Just the second in the history of the Big Bash. I'm not sure he actually knows about it at this stage.
Here you go. From the other night's game, the Perth Scorchers, the man being talked about there, Andrew Tyus, on the line. G'day, Andrew.
Hi, guys. How you going? Hi, Peter. Sorry. How are you?
No, it's Kevin.
Good, Kevin, there you go.
Good to talk to you.
Had them there.
Did you know that you'd got a hat-trick?
No, I didn't. I was completely bemused until the ground announcer actually mentioned it.
So you're sort of, okay, you've taken the wicket, everyone's happy about the wicket, next minute on the ground announcement, and congratulations to Andrew Tye on his hat-trick, and you're going, ooh, what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you taken one before?
Only in, like, league cricket in the UK, so just playing for a club side over there.
Right. Do you do the traditional thing that they do in club cricket? Do you get the ball and get it mounted or not?
I do have a ball. They apparently, after the game, before I had a chance to get into the umpires and steal the ball off them, they'd given it to somebody else or to someone to sign and give it to someone in the crowd. So I've got the first innings ball, and then that'll do for me.
Right. Anyone who's bowled, who's got a hat-trick in there, do you remember every single ball of it, exactly how it went? Can you still replay it in your head?
Well, to be fair, it took me about 3 minutes to figure out who I got out as the first ball of the hat-trick because I couldn't remember how I got it. But, I do look through. I've watched it on the footage a few times and, it's something that will always stay with me now.
And very impressive figures in any form of cricket to get 4 for 22. I mean, you'd be happy with that.
Yeah, considering I think my girlfriend said to me that I think my first two overs and then the first ball of my last over, I think it was 19. So I think I bowled my last 8 balls 3 for 3. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Always good when the partner brings up your statistical rundown of your contribution to the team.
Yeah, she enjoys it and gets right into it. So it's pretty handy.
Well, everyone's getting into this Big Bash League, and why wouldn't you on the back of, I mean, you would have seen, if you didn't watch the game last night, the result of the game last night, some remarkable results around this competition in this season.
Yeah, last night's game was phenomenal. Like, I was glued to it. I couldn't leave the seat. I was, watching it with Graydon Sanders. It's just something that has turned the Big Bash into it's a just great spectacle, and as we've seen this year, pretty much any team can win from any position, and that's a true testament of how evenly and poised and how competitive this competition is.
Was there great empathy from you sitting on your couch watching the Renegades bowlers bowling to Ben McDermott?
Yeah, I dare say I was quite happy to be sitting on the couch and not out there, but they're good challenges as a bowler, and obviously, it's hats off to Ben McDermott. He batted brilliantly, and again, 100 off 50 something balls is, or 47, I think it was. It's sublime batting, and it's something he'll sort of treasure for the rest of his life.
Given you've got him as the last game in this season, were you taking little mental notes as well?
Certainly was. That's part of the reason why a lot of the cricketers sort of watch the Big Bash. It's our trade, so. We're always learning, and we can always sort of notice things about oppositions coming up that we might not see in other footage.
Good. I'm glad you said that. How do you bowl? How would you have bowled to him last night? And how will you bowl to him when you face him on the 21st?
Well, last night I would have definitely been trying to give him nothing to get under. He was hitting them pretty well, square of the wicket. So I probably would have tried to get it nice and full and nice and straight and try and get him hitting for the longer boundaries a bit straighter at Etihad, and then sort of mix that up with my change of the pace. So hopefully, we'll look at that plan sort of in the next week or so and come up with something when we get down there to Hobart next Saturday.
Sometimes it's almost magnetic, isn't it, the ball? I mean, you're trying not to bowl that ball that he can hit, but there's something almost, I don't know what it is, but it is magnetic about the ball that you just seem to bowl them something that they can hit.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've got to try and not focus on bowling something that he wants to hit. You've got to bowl on something that you want to bowl. So if you run in with sort of like a mindset, if if you say don't, your mind will only register the do. So, yeah, so if you say don't bowl short, yeah, your mind sort of registers the do and you run in and you'll put it in the slot. So if you're more focused on what yourself as a bowler is doing, is like, all right, I'm going to bowl a yorker this ball. And you run in, try and execute it, it's probably better than, right, I can't give him something to hit here.
Andrew, how important and how good has it been to have Mitch Johnson back as part of the lineup there in Perth?
Yeah, it's sensational. You know, he's been a top-class athlete and top-class bowler in cricket all around the world for a good decade now. So to have his experience and his knowledge coming into our team and his attitude towards it this year has been great. You know, he was a bit worried about the start of the year if he'd have the fire to go through with it. But, you know, since he got on the park, you know, he's just taken step after step, going in the right direction. Now he just can't wait to get back out there again.
Now, Andrew, just hold your cool your jets for 1 second because something bad's happened. We've got to report it. Great smoky noise.
An Australia-Pakistan one-day international update.
Graham Smokey Dawson, give us the news from the Gabba.
Yes, well, Andrew's teammate from the Scorchers, Mitch Marsh, has just been dismissed. Caught behind by Mohammad Rizwan, who's taken his fourth catch. Imad Wasim, who looks the most innocuous left-arm orthodox. Mitch goes for four. And have a listen to these for figures. Three overs, almost in the Andrew Tye category here.
All right. Kev.
Three overs and two balls. Two for six.
It's almost in the Andrew Tye category.
Almost, yeah. He's got rid of Travis Head and Mitch Marsh. So Glenn Maxwell at the crease, joined by his great mate and Victorian skipper, Matthew Wade. Yes, no wait.
Thank you.
5 for 78 in the 17th over. Might be all over by the dinner break.
SEN Summer of Cricket for High and Mighty. Big and tall, they've got you covered this summer. And Kangan Institute. Real education, real skills, real jobs. Kangan.edu.au.
Andrew Tye's with us from the Perth Scorchers. Not looking good there for the Aussies, Andrew?
No, it's not. And hopefully they can recover well. You know, there's still a lot of class batting to come with Faulkner in next. And then the way that Pat Cummins and Mitch Stark have been hitting him recently, hopefully we can still post a competitive total.
Hey, Andrew, we've been talking about the man. We watched Chris Lynn get out earlier to what was a pretty ordinary shot, and we're talking about that mental change that you have to make as you go through each of the three forms of the cricket. How tough is it for you as a bowler to go from the Big Bash League, which you're currently in, and then to change your thinking, your mental approach and everything you do to go, say, back into Shield cricket or one-day cricket?
Yeah, it's a good change. You know, obviously, T20 batsmen, the batsmen are looking to get after you every ball. So you can sort of expect them to be sort of playing in a more aggressive mindset.
Yep.
Whereas then again, you go back to one-day cricket and yes, they're still looking to be aggressive, but they are a bit more patient because they've obviously got a lot longer time to bat. So then you've just got to sort of adapt to that and be patient as well, not sort of just... It's almost the thing is like, you can't just go through and bowl quite as many variations. You've still got to sort of be able to do a job. And then again, you go back to Shield cricket and it's again a completely different game with a red ball in your hand. It's more, patience, line of length, trying to get the batsman out. Old LBW caught behind.
Now, you're a bowler, so you'll probably be a little biased here, but do you reckon it's harder to adjust as a batsman than it is as a bowler to the three forms of the game?
I'm not too sure. I wouldn't really know how hard it is as a batsman to adjust. So I can imagine there would be some difficulties, but yeah, it's
as a bowler, do you prey on that a little bit? I mean, if you get someone like a Chris Lynn and he's come straight out of BBL and you've got him in a Shield game, do you entice him with the odd sort of here's a nice juicy one to hit and then I'll flatten you the next one?
Not really, because he'll probably still be in the mindset of that when he does get that sort of half volley early on, that he will just still whack it. So, it's just case by case, really. You've just got to figure out what the best way to go about it is and see, sum up how the batsman comes out from
the get-go.
Now, you're playing finals, obviously, in the BBL. You just get that one more win, and that's absolutely there. But I can't see you not making the finals. At the start of the year, there was a lot of talk about Perth not being as good this year, the Scorchers not being as good, because your bowling would be a bit suspect. It's been anything but.
Yeah, well, that's the good thing about the state of WA cricket at the moment is that we've got good depth over here with our bowlers. And, you know, although we were missing three of our best bowlers in Harris, Berendorf and Coulter-Nile, we still felt that we could have enough firepower with the likes of Mitch Johnson and our young lad Jai Richardson coming in. And even with the loss of Hoggy, we've got some good quality spinners in Ash Turner and Ash Nagar. So, you know, I think as it stands, we knew that we'd had a couple of losses, but we were very happy and comfortable with the depth that we've got here.
Yeah, no, it's been a terrific season so far for you. Well done on the hat-trick, Andrew, and let's hope there's another one there for you not too far away, and good luck for the last couple of games of the season in the BBL and then back to the Shield and what that might bring for you before the end of the year.
No worries. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Good on you. Andrew Tighe joining us there from the Perth Scorchers.